This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's best breakfast on 2GB 873.
Weather-wise, 13 degrees on the coast, it's 9 in the west, sunny, windy, and a top today of 28. Now, are you a cabbie on the road at the moment? Are you worried about the future of your industry? Because there are proposed reforms coming to the licensing system, and this is scaring a lot of taxi drivers. We got a note from one saying, I'm writing asking for your help. You may not know because they've kept it under wraps, but taxi plates will be scrapped and the New South Wales government is offering compensation. But Ben, many of those plates were bought for $400,000 before Uber. Apparently the proposal is to take back the taxi licences, pay the cabbies 50 grand each and then make them pay $200 a year to drive a taxi. We've reached out to the New South Wales Taxi Council and Martin Rogers, the CEO, is on the line. Morning, Martin.
Good morning, Ben.
Is it as bad as it sounds?
It certainly is, Ben. Those reforms that you're talking about, there's real two big issues in it. One is that you mentioned the cancelling of licences and the inadequate compensation example that was used, and also the fact around the licence in the future and what it means around adequate driver earnings.
So the $50,000 offer, we're being told, oh, no, 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 that's just one proposal.
Yeah, they mentioned it's just an example. And what we've got to remember is the taxi industry is a whole lot of small businesses, 5,000-odd small businesses around the state. Many of them were migrants who came in. They partnered with the New South Wales government to buy a taxi licence. That was their small business. They worked 7 days a week to pay it off, which would also be their superannuation, or they would sell it to someone else because that was how they did their small business. Now, the New South Wales government want to cancel that for all of these licence owners. And remember, as you mentioned, pre-Uber, these licences were worth nearly $400,000.
So why do they want to cancel the current system?
Because they wanted to do the reforms, and it's the evaluation of the licence with the reforms that came back to 2015. So if we look back in 2015, to participate in the industry, you needed to have a licence. That was your small business that you were building in the asset. When Rideshare came in, they part deregulated the market by cancelling the hire car licences. And when they cancelled the hire car licence to do book work, what they did then is they paid them full compensation for their licences. So then the hire car licence or booked market was zero to participate in. They're going to do the same thing to the taxi industry, and what they should be doing is a similar scheme where you're paying full compensation for those licences.
If you've bought a licence for $400,000, what's a fair price?
The price that it was valued in 2015. I mean, the whole point of it, it's a small business. Imagine this. You mentioned that they want to turn around and give some compensation or give some assistance to $50,000. In that example, they also only wanted to limit it to two licences. So if you have more than that, you get nothing. Imagine someone owns a house, the government comes and says, I'm going to take your house, Ben, but you can stay in it and you can now pay me rent. What should happen is they should pay fair compensation to the value of licences in 2015.
What time frame have you been given for when they're going to decide on this?
So the government wants to suggest to bring a bill to Parliament this year and want those reforms to go through now. This all started back in 2015. A lot of our licence owners have gone through 6 years of hardship. We need to get this resolved, but in the right way for the licence owners.
All right. Well, look, we'll stay on the case and we'll also have discussions with the New South Wales Premier on this one as that decision day draws near. Thanks for jumping on the line, Martin. I'd love to hear from any cabbies this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Ben.
The CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council, Martin Rogers.
Sydney's best breakfast. Email Ben now at 2gb.com.
So if you purchased a taxi license for $400,000 and there was a proposal to buy it back for 50 grand, how would you feel? Let's go to your calls. Peter, good morning.
How you going, Ben?
Good,
it's
mate.
Basically, I bought a taxi plate in good faith. You know, I purchased it for $370,000 back in 2014. By legalising Uber, my licence value dropped and my income dropped as well. We still have a substantial debt associated with the taxi plate, which has impacted our ability to provide for my young family. This 50 grand, you know, it's a slap in the face, Ben. Even if it is an example, it'll only touch the surface on my big debt that I have. I just want a fair and equitable outcome, Ben.
I can understand that, Peter. You've got a young family. You need to support them. Paul, your turn. Good morning.
G'day, Benny. Yeah, how would you feel, mate, if they come to you and said, I'm going to take your house back and I'm going to give you 50 grand for it?
Not,
you'd be really
not
impressed,
flash.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hey? What's yeah. your story? You're a taxi driver?
Yeah, I'm a driver for just on 50 years, Benny. Back in 1980, I'd never ran, and his government wanted a price on taxis. And since then, they've auctioned them, leased them, sold them. They've taken 5% from every sale in taxes. They've set a minimum price that they'd accept that tax paid on. And recently, there was a Senate review that recommended a buyback of taxi licences at a decent price. They're scrubbing that. They set up another inquiry. And, you know, they set it up because they knew the answers they wanted. They said, no, don't give them anything. Nothing. So now they're trying to scam us, mate. Eggs, fishing, dairy, hire cars, they were all given reasonable and fair buybacks or compensation for the licences that the government held and forced them to have to operate.
And as you say, Paul, for many taxi drivers, this is an investment, just like the family home. Eric, you're next. What's your take?
Yeah, g'day, Ben. Yeah, I bought two licences, and the government, ever since the year Dot, has had protection in place for taxi for the taxi industry against rogue drivers, illegal drivers like we have across the board everywhere, for people who are plumbers, electricians, doctors, engineers. There's protections throughout our whole industry. What the government under Gladys didn't do was follow through and they police and prosecute these Uber drivers. So you've got a foreign company comes in and runs rogue over our own jurisdiction, and it was Gladys's fault that she didn't prosecute, didn't bury Uber, didn't stop them with the apps or anything, and she's basically destroyed my life. I've lost $600,000 in what I had invested, my whole life savings, and I'm in sort of early retirement, got no income stream, nothing. It's the same she's done across the building industry with all the dodgy buildings. It's the same with the people who are losing their homes out west there at Orchard Hills. She's done it everywhere. People haven't seen, bit by bit, in little niche places, Gladys has actually stolen people's wealth.
Well, look, I think the new Premier will be listening to this very carefully, and so will the new Treasurer. Because we know one thing about the taxi industry, it's a loud one. So if you're going to dud the cabbies, you better watch out. Laurie is saying, I own a number of taxi licences. They were worth $4.25 million. Now I'm only looking at about $90,000 or so compensation. Kerry says, it's un-Australian. I invested my lifetime savings into these licences. Nick says, I was relying on my taxi licences for my super. Now my retirement is looking grim.